Azores constitute an asset for Europe, as they are a large maritime region with a significant economic potential, especially in areas such as biotechnology, oceanography, volcanology, seismology, as well as other themes like renewable energies, aerospace technology, and obviously agricultural fishing and sustainable tourism. In truth, throughout five centuries of history, the Azores and the Azorians learned how to turn difficulties into opportunities. And today, in addition to their European outermost statute, the Azores proudly claim their Atlantic centrality and a great contribution to the national and European level. In fact, many of the most Portuguese writers, poets, painters, sculptors, and musicians were Azorians, not to mention some of the most important names on political thoughts and action. Therefore, dear friends, we find ourselves in a place where history and nature, together with the institutional dimension, certainly form an inspirational set to debate culture and creativity industries. This is why we regard the election of the Azores application to host this edition of Summer School, also the acknowledgement of the public policies being implemented in the Azores in the field of culture, entrepreneurship and youth, which may also be an example, a reference at the European level. Investing in culture and creative industries, aligning them to the value of our youth, does not mean to waste public funds. It means, as many fortunately acknowledge, creating a path for the promoting an innovative and profitable sector. Therefore, we are confident that we will contribute to a more intense debate between young Azorean creators and their European peers in search of new exchange and development opportunities also for our region. Dear participants, this summer school's program will also be focused on regional specificities. We will show the environmental added value of the Azores and our concern about sustainable development, the potential of technology and innovation and scientific research, both at sea and at land, and the value of human capital, culture and industries. On the other hand, we cannot ignore the challenges of the current situation in Europe and the future of our youth cannot be seen in isolation from the aspects of good governance, decentralization, and the regional level of power. Therefore, throughout workshops, presentation by several guests and field trips, we will promote reflection about the European spirit, and there will be also a social program developed both to strengthen the existing bonds and to create contact networks among the participants. The aim of the Azorean government is the summer school taking place in the Azores to become the starting point for the creation of a network in which young promoters of European regions foster, from their own region, the goal of sharing entrepreneur and regional development projects based on creative industries. I am sure that these 5 days will enable us to debate current issues, exchange points of views, and share strategies and perspectives for our future, united by the will and the enthusiasm of European youth. I wish you all a pleasant stay and a good work here in the Azores, the region where Europe reaches furthest. Thank you.